Hello, everybody. I'm Benny.
And I'm Frida.
And I'm Agneta.
And I'm Bjorn from ABBA.
I'm Karen Carpenter.
And I'm Richard Carpenter.
This is Paul Simon wishing you season's greetings.
This is Skitter Davis.
This is Don McLean. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I hope you've been enjoying our special programming for Christmas in July. If you missed it, starting on the 1st of July, we've been playing the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title, going from Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything to Lunch at Allen's Zuzu's Petals, which we should get to this Friday afternoon. When I did this last year, I had thought about replaying the entire block before deciding on offering up a sequel, which I'm going to do again this year. As soon as Zuzu's Petals finishes on Friday, we'll begin the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, Part 2, the Artist's Edition. We're digging into our library once again, but this time it will be alphabetical by the singer or band who recorded the song. As with the first one, I'm skipping all the Halloween and Thanksgiving songs, along with the Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's songs. And this will be alphabetical by the first letter of the artist or band's name. Like the first A to Z, I simply put our library into a Google spreadsheet and sorted it alphabetically by artist. And for artists whose name begins with a number, I just spelled out the number. So we'll get to Three Doors Down when we get into the T's. Lots of artists have recorded lots of Christmas songs, so I'll be picking one song for each of them to kind of represent them. In some cases, that will be pretty easy. In others, it's a lot more difficult. For example, I'm still not sure what I'll pick for Frank Sinatra, among many, many others. Duets will be treated differently, so some artists may actually appear several times. For example, Bing Crosby recorded songs with the Andrews Sisters, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and David Bowie. Maybe it's cheating, but I'll be including all of those. There aren't any real hard and fast rules with this. At best, there are guidelines. I just hope you enjoy listening. You'll be sure to hear lots of your favorites alongside singers and bands you may never have heard of. That's kind of what the Sounds of Christmas is all about. So this Friday afternoon, right after lunch at Allen's Zuzu's Petals, you'll hear from a boy band Christmas as we kick off the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, Part 2, the Artist Edition, which will continue until we get to the Zoo Human Project. I'm still putting this together, so I don't really have any idea of how long this will go. In some ways, it should be longer than the first one, since some artists only released one song, and that was a cover that I didn't use in the first A to Z. For example, Dan Ashley did a really good cover of My Favorite Time of Year, but I played the original version by the Florin Street Band in the first A to Z. I'll get to play both of those in this next A to Z. And it also means once in a while, you may hear the same song repeated, first by one artist, then by another. Not necessarily back-to-back, although I think that does happen a couple times, but closer together than usual. Typically, on the Sounds of Christmas, I separate artists and individual songs so you don't hear some of the same stuff over and over. Usually, there's an hour or two, at least, between them. So if I play Jingle Bell Rock, you won't hear another version for a while. That won't be the case with the artist's edition of the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z. The only way I'd be able to do that is if I eliminated some artists entirely. And I thought, for this one event, I'd change things so you could hear from as many artists as possible. So you and I will probably find out together just how long this one will last. Note, I may have made some mistakes. Like the first A to Z, this was a much bigger undertaking than I originally thought it would be, even though I did it last year. So some artists might come up in the wrong spot. Some songs might play more than once, and some might not show up at all. None of that is on purpose. Just human error. My human error. My apologies in advance if there's an artist you wanted to hear and for some reason they don't show up. I also get that you may or may not agree with the choices I make as far as which song gets picked to represent a particular artist. In most cases, I pick the more obvious choice, but a couple times I shook things up a little to pick something you might not expect. I know this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want White Christmas. They want the Christmas song. Others want All I Want for Christmas Is You or Underneath the Tree. And while all of those songs will appear, some more than once, in the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, you may not get to hear them as often as you'd like. In fact, right now, as I'm still putting it all together, I can tell you that I don't think we'll get to Bing Crosby until Sunday, and I couldn't even begin to guess how long it's going to take to get to Mariah. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a taste of what I mean when I say the Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear from lots of singers and bands that you may never have heard of before, and you'll probably hear a lot of songs you've never heard before either. But I think you're going to like it. At least, I hope you do. Once again, I'll send periodic updates through social media to let you know where we are as the month of July continues to roll along. The Sounds of Christmas is on Facebook and Twitter, and we're also on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. But Facebook and Twitter are where we're most active. At least, that's true as I'm recording this. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun, and that if you do tune in, you like what you hear. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, so you can click over, find us, subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.